is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. The scene in Normandy a little while ago. President Biden joining world leaders and D-Day veterans, marking 80 years since Allied forces stormed the beaches of Nazi-occupied France.
Here, the tide turned in our favor.
Reminding Americans and the world it took an international alliance to defeat Nazi tyranny then.
Their hour of trial. The Allied forces of D-Day did their duty. Now the question for us is, in our hour of trial, will we do ours?
Mr. Biden specifically name-checking Ukraine and its Russian invaders, surrounded by 9,000 white gravestones, a stark reminder of the price paid back then to defend democracy. I'm Vicki Barker in London. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
New developments after a man was arrested for planning a possible terrorist attack as world leaders arrived in France. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Paris.
French prosecutors have opened a case against an unnamed 26-year-old suspect from the Russian-controlled Donbas region of Ukraine. He was found Monday after an explosion at a hotel near the Charles de Gaulle Airport outside Paris. They found him with burns, guns, and fake passports.
In central Gaza, more than 30 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a UN school that was being used as a shelter. Israel claims that it had been turned into a Hamas compound. Local hospital officials say many of the victims were women and children. Hunter Biden is back at federal court in Delaware as testimony winds down at his federal gun trial. On today's witness list, his brother Beau's widow, with whom Hunter was romantically linked. Correspondent Scott McFarlane. From Wilmington.
Prosecutors will argue Hallie Biden found the gun in Hunter's truck in 2018 and tossed it in a dumpster. According to court documents, Hunter texted her, "Are you insane? Tell me now. This is no game." Hallie Biden wrote back, "Check yourself into local rehab, Hunter. This has all got to stop."
Breaking news from Long Island, where New York architect Rex Huerman's been charged in the deaths of two more women. He'd already been charged with murdering four others and leaving their corpses scattered in the woods along a highway near his home in Gilgo Beach. SpaceX mega Starship rocket blasted off from Texas this morning. It is the fourth test flight for the world's largest and most powerful spaceship. Elon Musk and NASA are counting on it to get humans to the moon and Mars. And the rocket ship has just completed re-entry through Earth's atmosphere, splashing down in the Indian Ocean. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's 8th District will need a new representative as Marcus West announced his resignation this week. He's moving outside the 8th District boundaries. The Fox River flood watch in Kenosha County continues, with the National Weather Service saying that the river near New Munster is expected to rise to 11 feet by tomorrow morning. That's the flood stage. A Franklin meatpacking operation is shutting down and laying off 70 workers. Strauss Brands has announced plans to move beef operations to Mundelein. The Racine County Roundabout project near Burlington continues to face delays. The start date at Highways J and 11 has now been pushed back to June 17th. Gateway Technical College has once again been recognized as a military-friendly school. They've been getting that award for more than a decade. As Racine Unified prepares for the merger of Westridge and Jefferson Lighthouse Schools, both buildings are hosting farewell events this week. Westridge Elementary says goodbye with an event this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Phillies' pitching in the series was outstanding.
Their pitching staff, I mean, gosh, those three starters threw great against us. We didn't score. Thrown out at the plate three times. Bang, bang, all of them. You know what I mean? So it's... It turns the game when they're 1 and 2 run games like that.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for 3 games against the Tigers starting Friday. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the west, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. This, of course, is keeping our highs today suppressed to the upper 60s. And a stray shower may swing by this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you just a baby.
Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Let you go, and now it's all should know.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. Without you, Nilsson, and without our veterans, we would probably be under Nazi occupation. I'm serious. 80 years ago today, this should be taught in schools. I don't know that it really is anymore. I've got grandchildren in school. They never talk about this. Today, Thursday, June 6th, D-Day. Normandy, 80 years ago this morning, early hours of June 6, 1944, the largest invasion fleet in human history across the English Channel. And that was the incident that turned the war and what was happening in it. It changed everything. And then the war, well, it started to Nazis started losing, actually. So D-Day, if nothing more, remember on this date 80 years ago, everything changed and the Nazis started losing. That's all you have to remember for Thursday, June 6, 2024, other than 80 years ago, our greatest generation was on those shores fighting for democracy.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Complete your summer style with a Brewers Hawaiian shirt giveaway on July 27th, courtesy of UW Credit Union. The first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates at the game versus the Marlins will get the Hawaiian shirt. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee-Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, by the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Mama Cass, for her work in Mamas and the Papas. Here she is solo as Mama Cass, no, Cass Elliott.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you, birds singing in the sycamore tree. Little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me.
Just praying.
dreams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
News, timeless hits, gonna wait in the midnight. I'm already in bed at least by 2 hours when that shows up. Hey, starting next hour, got another new keyword for that contest we've got called Sconny Summer, and it's a chance to win Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, plus chance to win a Sconny Summer staycation at a lake house. Oh my goodness. So next hour, right at 11, or with me, it's right around 11, you are going to get that keyword. So good luck from WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Battle. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the state prison in Waupun faces prison time himself. Randall Hepp is charged with misconduct in public office after four inmates died on his watch in a year's time. Eight former prison staffers are charged with felony abuse. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One of the four deaths is ruled a homicide. He died of malnourishment after his water was turned off. The former superintendent of Wisconsin's largest school district is getting $160,000 to walk away. Milwaukee's Keith Posley is quitting at the end of the month after failing to report required financial information to the state. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Fox River flood watch in Kenosha County continues. The National Weather Service says the river near New Munster was 2 feet below flood stage this morning, but is expected to rise to 11 feet by tomorrow morning. Racine's 8th Aldermanic District is set to undergo a change in leadership. During a common council meeting this week, Marcus West, the alderman representing the district for the past 4 years, offered his resignation. West told the council he's resigning because he's moving out of the 8th District. Investigators across the state line are trying to figure out why a house exploded Tuesday night, with one person found dead in the rubble. It happened in Lake Zurich. First responders showed up to find the home completely leveled and the body of a man in the debris. It's believed the 77-year-old that lived in the home died. As Racine Unified prepares for the merger of West Ridge and Jefferson Lighthouse Schools, both buildings are hosting farewell events this week. West Ridge Elementary will bid adieu with an event this afternoon. Jefferson Lighthouse School's farewell celebration is a PTA-sponsored carnival. That'll take place Saturday starting at 10. The schools are joining Starbuck for the next academic school year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the west, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. This, of course, is keeping our highs today suppressed to the upper 60s. And a stray shower may swing by this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Stands for we jumped so high, and then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh, shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles. Bojangles dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about
to dance now at every chance in honky-tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles,
all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Is it true with me?
local news, timeless hits, and the earworm that is going to run in your brain all day. Bye-bye, love from the Everlys. Here's the Foundations. And baby, now that I've found you, what? WRJN.
Come on, come on.
Well, it feels so good.
Come on.
WRJM, a local news and timeless hits like the McCoys and Hang On, Sloopy. Here's a young kid. I was Snoopy. Hang on, Snoopy. I love you. WRJM's Big Deal Store is full of great savings and all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. In fact, it's so awesome that even I, Cindy Huber and Nobody, I actually go online and purchase those items, and it's really, really easy. I got the mac and cheese from last week. Yesterday, I got the Lee's Deli gift certificate at 50% off. And we've got all sorts of great deals on WRJN.com. Big deals. Look for your chance to save at least 30%. And you can get a certificate worth $40 for just $28. A $20 gift certificate for only $14. Click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. And also listen for our Big Deal of the Day twice a week to save 50% on all kinds of food, services, and merchandise. And that next chance for 50% is tomorrow.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, this weekend, if you want to go to Chicago, just go to Kenosha, hop the Metra. Free Saturday and Sunday, free rides into the city and back, celebrating 40 years in Kenosha. Pass it on, unless you don't want to go to Chicago. And you probably shouldn't take the Metra. This will take you. Here's Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky, WRJN.
Yeah. WJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. 80 years after D-Day, the memories are vivid for 101-year-old Army vet Onofrio Zaccheri.
A lot of talking, screaming, medics, mom, dad, Jesus Christ. Some say, why am I here? Why am I here?
Zaccheri is among the surviving vets who returned to Normandy, France, 80 years after Allied forces led by the